This is Direct with Devin, part of the Devin Nunes Podcast. Subscribe on Rumble.com to watch or download wherever you listen to podcasts. Here's your host, Devin Nunes.
Welcome to another Direct with Devin. I want to read you something. You're not going to believe this, but what if I told you that there was a conspiracy unfolding behind the scenes, an informal alliance between left-wing activists and business titans that got states to change voting systems and laws? Don't sue me. Don't want to be sued. But this was an effort to affect the 2020 presidential election. I suspect the media and lapdogs watching this video right now think I pulled that language straight from Q, whatever it is, and all the other conspiracies that they say Republicans are listening to. In fact, they're likely typing up an article right now denouncing me as a dangerous conspiracy theorist engaged in sedition or insurrection, or whatever their latest scam is. Ironically, though, this claim of a grand conspiracy between left-wing activists and business titans was recently made not by some right-wing conspiracy theorist on one of the right-wing stations that they all hate, but by Time Magazine. Yes, that's right, the old famous Time Magazine, which quite frankly I don't read. But eventually I had enough people send me this article, so I decided to read it. And what they detailed was a left-wing conspiracy to affect the election. In fact, Time is gloating about the left's ability to influence the election and get away with it. So I do encourage you, probably for the first time ever, you need to read this latest article in Time Magazine. Many Americans have rightly called out this blatant double standard. When conservatives express concern that left-wing activists work to change election laws ahead of the election, they're branded conspiracy theorists. When Time Magazine plainly brags that left-wing activists work to change election laws ahead of the election, it's celebrated. According to Time, left-wing activists weren't undermining election integrity, they were fortifying it, if you can understand that one. Of course, the only thing the left was fortifying was its chance to defeat Republicans on the ballot box. The left is not worried about hypocrisy. They're worried about one thing, power. Time Magazine possibly let the mask slip. It's unknown, but for sure left-wing activists wanted to brag about what they did in this past year's election. It's Devin Nunes. Thank you for listening.
Stay up to date by subscribing on Rumble.com to watch the podcast or download wherever you listen to podcasts.